Now, just before the news, I tried to talk to Jagath, the Sri Lankan artist. I'm hoping I've got him now. Jagath, are you with me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes. good. I just realized before, instead of plugging you into my panel, we plugged you into a headphone. That wasn't going to go over the air. So, silly me. Sorry about that. Jagath, you have an exhibition at the moment at Penrith.
Yes, that's Penrith Region Gallery. That's correct.
Penrith Region. House. Yep. And the river is central to this exhibition. Can you talk about why the river became such a powerful symbol in your work?
Well, on two fronts. One is in Australia, in colonial Australia, river was a repository of memory for First Nations people on one hand. But in case of Sri Lanka, river was in a similar way became a repository of memory, because so many massacres happened during the Southern Uprising between 1987 and 1990. So on one hand, it's a metaphor. On the other hand, a witness and a living evidence. So in that case, it's very important, because the exhibition is focusing on personal and collective memory.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of trauma involved in what you saw, what you witnessed, what happened to you, and what happened to a lot of your friends, colleagues, and people, or your people. How does your artwork help you to overcome your trauma, or does it?
Well, I'm not too sure how to give you a precise answer to that question, but I think at least on one front, resisting the erasure, because there's always a force from the state, Sri Lankan state, to erase that memory. So my artworks are meant to push that back on one hand. And on the other hand, trauma, how I deal with that is my artworks or art making is in a way therapeutic and catharsis. And that's when I do something, I have feeling that I did something that I had to do before I go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and you originally studied geology, chemistry, and physics. So how are those scientific ways of seeing the world shape your artistic practice? Or do they? Well, or you've forgotten all that?
Well, in a way, maybe. Perhaps that that approach and may have seeped into my process, perhaps, because my process is deeply, deeply research-driven, even though the artworks, like any other artwork, any artist artwork, it's there as an artwork, as an object or concept or something. But it is, they are deeply, deeply research-driven. The answer to your question, perhaps, my studies of science may have involved in my art-making process in that way, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just tell me, what message, is there one message or feeling you hope visitors will take away from your artwork? What would that be?
That is the human dignity the human dignity should be protected. That's the message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. That's a good message. And yeah. Probably would it also be remembrance or?
Yes, it is a remembrance. Unless you remember, you cannot accord that dignity to the people. So that goes part and parcel with that remembrance. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so do you live in Australia now, or you're back in Sri Lanka at the moment? So are you like coming and going, or what's your story there?
No, I do come here. I mean, I'm at the moment in Sri Lanka, time to time. I'm here for a special reason, in the sense that I'm meeting with the families of our fallen comrades.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meeting, and then I'm having conversations, and all these conversations and the meetings are pre-arranged. I have been planning for the last 6 months or so, perhaps, and recording, and they become kind of an alternative archive. So we have a group of survivors that we are working towards to build an alternative archive.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds very important. And good luck with that. And thank you for sharing your story and your work with us, Jagath. And good luck comes up for you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Jagath. I didn't ask him to pronounce his name. I should have. Dhirasekara. His exhibition, A River is a Witness, and it is now shown at the Penrith Regional Gallery. And for details, opening hours and information about the public programs, visit our website, 2scr.com.